Kalim chapter 6, Mishnah 2. Even shah shofe salev ala tanur. If you got a stone, then you would place a pot on the stone, on it, and on an oven, alev ala kira on it, and on a stove, alev ala kupach, on it, and on a kupach. So the one side holding the pot up is a stone. There's a picture. Connected to the ground with clay. And on the other side, he's propping it up with like an oven or something. And he makes the fire in between the oven and the stone. And then he puts the pot. So Tameya, right. The stone is now considered earthenware because it's connected to the ground with clay. And the oven is certainly earthenware. That's an earthenware oven. So now Tameya says the Mishnah, it's susceptible to Tumah. This structure is susceptible to Tumah. Aleva ala even if he rests on it and a stone, this is now a single stone, and this is the case of the previous Mishnah. So two stones, the one connected to the ground with clay and the other one free. Or aleva ala sela, or on it and a rock that's like protruding from the ground. Aleva ala koisel, or on it and on a wall. So in these cases, tohera, it's the unattached stone, the rock or the wall, don't correspond to the second stone of the previous Mishnah, and in these cases, the oven will be pure, it will be insusceptible to Tumah. There's no clay around it, exactly. V'zu ha'sa kiras ha'nazirim sh'Yerushalayim, and this structure was the kind of oven that the Nazirim would use in Yerushalayim, she'keneged ha'sela, when they made their when they came to bring the offering, so they would use such a structure so that it wouldn't be susceptible to Tumah, and they're safeguarding the offerings that they would cook by this kind of structure. Kiras hatabachayim, the stones of the butchers, really, the cooks, but the butchers. Bizmanshu noisen even betzad even. What they would do, they would put a stone, and then another stone, and then another stone. Got a picture there. Nitmas achas mehem, if one of them becomes impure. So you've got a stone and then a fire. Another stone, fire. Another stone, fire. So they would make like a whole row, right? Because these are now, they're busy, these guys. So this is like a restaurant. Right? This is an ancient restaurant. So nismas achas mem, if one of them became impure, lo nit mekulam, they do not all become impure. We'll see in the next Mishnah what this means.